I'd like to tell you tonight that I live in Eden. But Brother Epley, I live east of Eden. Now some of you, that's going to blow your mind. What's he been doing? Nothing. But we work on a job. Mamas, you ever had trouble raising kids? That's when you stay in east of Eden. You ever had a day that didn't listen? You ever had a, I don't want to get on this, but you ever had a day when your husband griped all day? He didn't like the way you cooked. He didn't like the way you washed. He didn't like the way you cleaned. Boy, it's getting quiet now. I think I'll preach on this a while. I'm talking about living East Eden. That's where I live. But tonight, I'm in Eden. I'd like somebody to see what I'm preaching tonight. I'm fixing to leave here and go back to Branson. You know where Branson is? That's East Eden. Some of you act like you ain't never been. You pat your foot while you're there too. That's East Eden. But right now, I'm in Eden. I'm in the house of God. I ain't going to get healed tomorrow night in Branson. But the chances are the Holy Ghost could come through here and touch me in a little while. Huh? And I could be healed from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. You see, I'm trying to get you to see when it's time to come to Eden. You need to give it your best. You need to love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. You need to give God all the praise you can. You need to worship Him. Some of you that ain't ran the aisles in a while, it'd do you good to make a lap. You know why? You're not going to be east of Eden very long. You're going to be back east of Eden. You're not going to be here very long. We got to go back. We got to go back to work. We got to go back to the mind-boggling load. We got to go back. You can be seated to the funeral when the caskets roll by. We got to go back to the person that's your boss that says you're fired. And he gave that no good, you know what. We're in Eden. Some of you have been a little east of Eden this week. Because you'd have filled in the blanks. You won't know why I know so much about you? Because I'm one of you. I got an attitude once. Brother Epley been with me long. He's seen me get a lot of attitudes. You know, there's some idiots just are to stay off the road. And most of them get in front of me. Lord, I'm East Eden. I need to get back to Eden. I'm trying to. I had a guy in my church, he'd get the Holy Ghost. We prayed for revival. He's good for revival. Evangelists would be all excited. We prayed that. We prayed for about 300. One night he was sitting here at the altar and he prayed through it. I went over to him. I wasn't feeling the Holy Ghost, but I was feeling East Eden. I said, you know what I like to do? I like to get that cane beat you. I said, then I could tell God you died. And then I could go repent and I would be saved. But when I preached your funeral, I would be able to say, He made it. Thank God He made it. Hallelujah. He'd come to church and he'd be mad at me. Then he'd get mad at the evangelist. Then he'd get mad at his wife. Then he'd get mad at the kids. And all he did was live east of Eden. We have very little heaven down here. And if you think you're going to come to church and keep me from doing my best to touch God In this hour and a half or 2 hours we have, get behind me, Satan. I've been living east of Eden all week, and I need a little help tonight. Could somebody say praise the Lord? Could somebody say hallelujah? I'm on my way to heaven. Right now I feel as close to God as I've ever been. But tomorrow I gotta go to work. Tomorrow I gotta struggle. Tomorrow I gotta go back and fight the devil. I get tired of living east of Eden. Be seated. I get tired of it. I get tired of it. How many of you love me? How many of you love me? Let me see your hand. How many of you hate me? Let me see your hand. I will never lie to you. You let the devil cheat you east of Eden. And then you come to church and let him cheat you when you're in Eden. If I didn't have the Holy Ghost tonight, I would not leave this building till I made things right with God and did my best to get the Holy Ghost. Because tomorrow, you're going to move back east of Eden. You see, Cain, he really would have liked to stay in Eden, but he killed his brother. You know what will drive you east of Eden quicker than anything? Doing something you know you ain't supposed to be doing. And I ain't got a name at all for you to get what I'm talking about. We find ourselves coming to church, raising our hands, and going through our ritual. When he goes to beating that drum, you know you're supposed to be up here jumping. Is that right? You know you're supposed to be around the front worshiping. Is that right? That would be nice. He can beat that drum till he falls out on the floor. Some of you are still going to be used to eating. I get tired of fighting all week out there. And then coming to church, Brother Epley, and fighting all night here. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody lift your hand. All we're doing is going through the motion. I'm looking for somebody that says I've lived east of Eden all week, Brother Corcoran, and I'm tired of living east of Eden. I've come to Eden tonight. I'm ready to move right back into the promised land. I'm ready to not leave till God touches me and refills me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and that old spirit and that old attitude I've been fighting. I'm ready to get rid of it because when I come to Eden, well, you take your time, you get dressed, you put on a little cologne and deodorant, I hope. You get here, you might as well have church. I don't feel like it tonight. I don't feel like it about half the time. But I learned a long time ago, I quit going by my feelings. And I go by what I know. I know my Jesus loves me. I know He forgave me of my sins. I know I was baptized in His name. I know if the elder will anoint my head with oil, I believe that He'll heal me. I believe that a miracle could take place in this church. If you want to go on back to Eden, be happy where you're at. Go ahead. But I'm looking for somebody that says I've had enough living east of Eden. I'd like to get in the church with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. I'd like to find me a place to pray back through. I'd like to run the aisles like I used to. I'd like to praise the Lord like I used to. I'd like to lift my hands like I used to. I'd like to sing in the choir like I used to. Let's love Him right now, if you will. Everybody love the Lord. Come on, let's talk to Him a minute. Cain went east of Eden. You can be seated. He built him some kind. I don't know what kind. The Bible says, but a city in them days had walls. They had protection. He built him something to keep him from getting hurt east of Eden. Brother Corcoran, I've been hurt at church. I have too. I've really been hurt. I know what it is to go home and cry because somebody did something. I don't know, I might have told you the last time I was here, but I never will forget, of course, I'm crippled, you know. I've had 36 surgeries. Since I was here last, they put 3 total knees in the right side. September, they're going to replace the left side again, and it still ain't right. But I ain't scared. I keep going back, I guess. But I remember one time I was building a church. I might have told it when I was here. I don't know about me and the man come by and smarted off, and we'd been working hard, Brother Epley. I was crippled. Couldn't hardly get around. Climbing up a ladder and getting on the roof. And everybody'd say, why are you up there, brother? Because there ain't nobody else up here. You know, your attitude, you got to watch it, you know. This fella came by and said, well, don't look like y'all got much done today. Some of us live real close to east of Eden, especially when it's hot. And you've been working and you're dying, your legs is killing you. I said, you know, it's easy for you to sit up there in that big easy chair you got in that air-conditioned office and talk about us that didn't get much done. I hate people that run tell a preacher everything. You know what he did? Or the preacher did? Come here, Brother Jim. Talking about me, I said. Yes, sir. Did you say something smart aleck to Marty? Marty's living east of Eden. He's got to go rat on you, you know? Well, you know, yes, sir, I kind of told him, like, you know, it's easy for you to sit up there in that chair. And at air condition, we out here working ourselves like dogs, and you come by and say we didn't get much done. He said, I want you to go apologize. Wait a minute. I didn't say this. I thought it. I ain't done nothing wrong. All I did was work hard all day for the church. Talking to somebody tonight, if you'll hear what I'm telling you. All I've done is church work. You can move east to Eden doing church work. Do you hear what I'm telling you?
So I seen Brother Marty. Hey, Brother Marty. Love you, man.
Sorry for what I said. I want you to forgive me. But let me tell you something. If you can't, we can step out in that parking lot. And I promise you,
I didn't do good, brother. I didn't.
Preacher called, said, did you apologize more? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure did. Talked to Marty Wednesday night. He said, you said. Oh, you know how Marty is. He said, you said if he didn't forgive you, you could just step out in the parking lot. I said, yes, sir. I said, I'm not proud of what I said. I said, I just
tired again. You know how it is when you get tired. I want you to go back and I want you to apologize to Marty again. Marty's got this dumb looking little smirk on his face. I really want to wipe it off. I really don't want to go back and pray. Brother Epley, I'd like to tell you how I run up and hug Marty and say, oh, I love you, Marty. You're the best friend I ever had. I love you. But that wasn't the way it was. That was Sunday morning. Brother Epley, I went to the prayer room. Everybody else went to lunch. 2 o'clock, I couldn't tell him I'm sorry. 3 o'clock, still couldn't tell him I'm sorry. 4 o'clock, I couldn't tell him I'm sorry. Choir started coming in, churches at 6 o'clock. About 10 to 6, tears running down my face. Marty, I love you. Sorry for what I said. Would you please forgive me? I want to be saved. Maybe you've never been east of Eden. But if the devil can keep you east of Eden, he's got you even though you dress apostolic, even though you look apostolic, even though you sing apostolic, and you might even pray apostolic. But I'm going to tell you, when you touch God, you'll be able to say, I'm sorry. Living east of Eden. I could preach something tonight to make you shout. And maybe you will in a little while. But right now I'm talking to somebody. I feel in the Holy Ghost, and I don't say that very often. Brother Epley knows that. That I'm talking to somebody tonight. Maybe several somebodies that have found yourself. You used to be in Eden. Boy, the preacher could start preaching. Worship and Holy Ghost, you felt it from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. But you've been fighting Eden so much east of it till you just can't get the victory. I'm going to tell you, if you and her's having a big old fight when you come to church, when you slam your side of the car, why don't you look over the top and say, honey, we've been east of Eden all evening. We've been having some trouble, I don't mind telling you. But we're fixing to go in God's house. You see, good things happen in Eden. Good things happen in Eden. They didn't get old in Eden. They didn't get bad attitudes in Eden. You know what? They lived on and on in Eden. There was such a peace and tranquility. If you leave the church tonight, you will die hunting the peace that you really have right here. Hear this preacher. You will die hunting it out there. It's right here. It's with your brothers and sisters. It's with the wife you're married to. It's with the husband you're married to. It's with the kids you got. It's with the pastor's wife and pastor you got. It's with the choir you got. What I'm trying to tell you is if you live east of Eden, you won't be happy of anything or anybody. But when you move back to Eden, woo, how the Holy Ghost can move. When everybody says, I'm tired. I've been thinking about what that guy on the job done me all week, Brother Epley, and I really can't lift my hands. I really can't get through. Why don't you forget that quail head? Why don't you forget what he said? Raise your hands and praise the Lord. I'm not going to be just a few more minutes, but I want to talk to you if I can. He built as close as he could to Eden. The hopelessness of Cain's misguided and lost dreams. Remember what it used to be like in Eden. Cain's effort towards bitterness that was in his soul, the unfair way God had dealt with him. Did you hear what I said? He felt like it was unfair the way God had dealt with him. Some of you are sitting there with a chip on your shoulder feeling God's done you wrong. God ain't done you wrong. Life might have done you wrong. Family might have done you wrong. Brothers and sisters might have done you wrong. Preachers could have even done you wrong. But God ain't never done you nothing but good. He had a load on him. He had a load of bitterness. Let me tell you something. He regretted what he did. But he never repented. He tried, but he never got through. Sitting here having regrets. Let me just give me a few more minutes. Sitting here having regrets because you don't worship no more. Sitting here having regrets because you don't do what you used to do in the church. Sitting here having regrets over things that ain't. Hey, why don't you forget those regrets? Repent over it and get on going down the road. Get back in Eden. Get everything working. Get everything going again. Reach over and tell your wife you love her. Not right now. We're in church. Some of you.
I'd like the fella that said, I married her and I told her when I married her I loved her. And if I ever change my mind, I'll let her know.
That's some way you feel about God. Well, every night I got the Holy Ghost. I told him I love him. If I ever change my mind, I'll let him know.
I like to tell him every night just so he don't go and say that's it.
It's me down here. It's old Cripple Jim. Just want to tell you I love you. And you've been good to me, God. I don't have any complaints. I don't have any reason to get mad. I don't have any reason to throw in the towel. You've been good to me, God.
Sit down. I'm closing. I hope this is making sense. We try to live east of Eden.
But Eden
was where it was happening. The church is where it's happening. Somebody said, well, ain't nothing happening around here in a while. That's because you live east of Eden. How many of you, the Lord's touched and healed you of your body, of some sickness in your body lately? How many of you got a financial blessing you wasn't really expected lately?
Sound like to me this is the place to be. Well, we got people here driving and complaining. And we're living east and all kinds of stuff happening. But he has a son. And his name is Enoch. Enoch's lived his whole life east of Eden, if I understand that right now. Now, Brother Epley's a Bible scholar. He can straighten all this out when I leave. But if I understand it, Enoch, he never lived in the garden. Did he? Good. Because if he did, you sure fix to mess up a good message. Wait till I leave to tell him he did, all right? But Enoch lived his whole life. He don't know what it's like to feel God. He don't know what it's like in the cool of the evening for the Lord to come by and say, Adam, where art thou? All he's heard is stories about what it used to be like in Eden. I've got a feeling when Enoch took a stroll in the evening, I don't know if there was a fence, but I do know there were some angels there. I believe he strolled over by Eden and said, you know, my grandpa, And my grandma used to tell me about this place. I even heard Daddy talk about Eden. Ooh, I heard him talk about some of the services they used to have with God. How in the cool of the evening the Lord would come strolling down the road. Adam, just come by to tell you I love you. Adam, just come by to tell you, you sure mean a lot to me, boy. Oh, Enoch, hearing these stories, and there's something about it. Let me just stop right here and tell you, if you don't love Eden enough, it might be a child, a grandchild, or somebody that's hung on drugs tonight. God's going to draw them to Eden, and they're going to fall in love with it. You got trouble putting your hands up. How about if I tell them to quit praising me? How about if I tell them to quit worshiping me? If you do immediately, these rocks will cry out. I'm going to tell you there's somebody out there will take your place. Enoch, there's an Enoch out there that's saying, oh, I wish I could go to the Eden. I wish I could go and hear God's voice. One day they're walking along and I don't know how it went, but he must have said, come on, Enoch, we're closer to my house than we are yours. Why don't you just come on and be with me? And I'll tell you something, the church is the best thing that's ever happened to you. And you want to sit there and gripe and bellyache and complain because everything ain't right. Let me tell you something. There'll be somebody come through here that will be thankful for the preaching of the word. There'll be somebody come through here that loves God. There'll be somebody come through here that's hungry, that wants to feel the Holy Ghost start at the top of their head and go to the sole of their feet. Let's praise the Lord. Come to the music, if you will. Come on, talk to the Lord right now. Talk to Him right now. Brother Epley, I was born to live in Eden. I'll be honest with you, spend a lot of my time east of Eden. I was born to live in the fire. But I tell you what I do, I spend a lot of my time in the smoke. God's been good to me. I'm in church tonight. I'd like to tell you this preacher's so spiritual that I just stay in this heavenly bliss all the time. But somebody's got to work. We're going to go back tomorrow. Maybe before you get out of here, somebody's going to tell you something. And you're going to have to make up in your mind whether the rest of this meeting this week is going to take place. Am I going to come to Eden? Or am I going to live east of Eden? I need to make up my mind where I want to live. You see, some of you may not know, but do you see why apostolic people come to church so much? This is Eden to us.
Why would a preacher drive 11, 12 hours, 13, 14 all the way up here to preach? I could be
doing something spiritual at Branson. But you see, I came. Number one, because Brother and Sister Epley is my dear friend. Number two, because the Church of the Living God's here. And this is Eden to me. Stand, if you will. I got one last thing to say. I buried a lady some time ago. Old Sister Miller. Old Sister Miller loved to come to church. She was a, I don't know, she's about a, I don't know, she's just happy most of the time. Let me just say it that way. A couple times she come to church and she didn't come to my church because she lived in another town nearby, but they called for me to preach her funeral. Two times she wrecked her husband's truck on the way home. She got to worshiping the Lord and run in the ditch. They had to come get old Sister Miller out. Sister Miller loved to come to church. Even when she got in the old folks' home, they'd go by and get her. One night they picked her up, Brother Epley, and she come to church. How much do you love him? Oh, Sister Miller forgot her teeth. I don't know how you do that, but she forgot her teeth. She come through the back door, and she stopped back there where the ushers are. And she said, "Do you reckon anybody's got a set of spare teeth here?" "What are you talking about? If you think I'm going back home," she said, "because I ain't got my teeth. I come to have church. We want to go home sometime because we got a headache. We want to go home sometime because somebody hurt our feelings. Come on, gather around this front up here tonight. We want to go home because somebody said something about it. Looked like you gained a few pounds. I refuse when I come to Eden, Brother Epley, for somebody to try to get me to move east of Eden. I come to church and the devil is a liar. I've come to church to worship and praise the Almighty God." Y'all sing something tonight, whatever you want to say.
There will be no sorrow.
Ready to move east of Eden. Come on, let's get out.
Hallelujah.